Hi, welcome to Rich Dreams Express. I'm Penelope Pauly.
And I'm Tom Pauly.
And happy 2014.
Hooray, hooray, hooray for all of us. Hey, listen, get going, get moving, pick it up. Let's get going. This is going to be the best year of your life. Because last year, it's got to be better than last year. At least for me, it's got to be. It was a great year for challenges and learning. And I'm ready to put that behind me and move on. And I hope you are too. A lot of people have had the difficulty.
A lot of people had a rough year last year. And I know for me personally, there was a lot of challenges. And I was very happy to be at the end of last season.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge, you get this challenge and you think, oh my goodness, this is horrible. There's no way out of this. There's no way to stop this. What am I going to do? I have no chance in the world. And you know, actually, there wasn't much I could do in some of these instances and dealing with me and my issues. But at the last minute or somewhere, by means of which I had no control, they'd be resolved. God would send the answer. He'd keep it going because I kept my faith high. That was the only thing that survived in 2013. Most of the time I kept my faith high, except when I was throwing things. That was when I didn't have my faith high. You could always tell right off the bat.
We have a really great question that I think a lot of people, especially right now, have been struggling with and working with. And this is from Rose from Missouri. And she says, my husband and I own a business and are struggling to keep it going. I'm being positive and using your techniques, but he's an accountant and just looking at numbers and is certain we will have to close it. How should I handle this? I know we need to be realistic, but feel like there's still a chance to survive. It's a business more than 40 years old with little competition in our area. The spring is our peak season and has to be successful for us to continue.
Okay, Rose, if you have little competition in your area, you should own the market. There's no way around it. And I can't change your husband. Nobody can change your husband.
Not even you can change your husband. Only experience will change your husband.
And there are two kinds of people in the world, really, because I'm half and half. One is, I want to know absolutely what the deal is. I want to know the facts of life. I want to know exactly how much money's involved. I want to know how we control that, how we move ahead, how we make it. You know, that part's there. And then there's also the other part. And these other people who say that life is more than dollars and cents. It is more than the hard stuff we see. You know, I've been reading this book on sacred geometry, and it talks a lot about the circle. I'm in one. So far I've gotten to the number one. And it's represented, number one is represented by a circle. They were explaining this morning a simple part of it, which explains so much. A circle is always moving. Parts are up, parts are down. Parts are up, parts are down. One part's up, one part's down. And the faster it moves, the more it looks like a solid.
Oh, but it's really just a point that keeps moving.
Yeah, it's a point. Think of a bicycle wheel. If it moves fast enough, that thing looks like it's just a solid hubcap or a solid bicycle tire. But when you slow it down, it looks different. So it looks like, you know, this is a solid physical thing. And that's what the business looks like to your husband. It looks like a solid physical thing. Like it's this mundane is all there is. But in all things, whether it's a notebook or an iPhone or a bicycle tire, a molecule's running around, moving constantly moving, really, really, really fast, so it appears solid. Okay? And that's what the business looks like. It looks solid to him. It looks, and it's gotten really small. You know, and maybe it stopped. Maybe it's that bicycle tire that stopped, and he can see through it. He sees the spokes. He thinks, well, there's nothing happening there. You, if you listen to this information, you're open to it. You've got to be the spark. You've got to be the other side. You've got to be the spiritual side that says there is so much more to business than what we see. You've been tested in 2013. Everybody's been tested in 2013. Ignore it. Of course your business can succeed. Of course it can continue. Of course you can be a dominant force in your marketplace. And all you have to do is do it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep your keep your energy up, keep your faith up, keep your belief up, and just go for it every day. Keep the enthusiasm. Find something to do every day. Find something to do. Listen to Get the Money. That is a perfect way to keep your energy up. You can listen. We have people listen to that thing and listen to just parts of it. It runs, what, almost 4 hours, right?
Right. Taking right, listening to it every day, the whole in its entirety, yeah, might just take some time.
Listen to 15 minutes, and listen to 10 minutes, listen to 5 minutes. There's little stories in there.
Here's the thing. You feel like it's not done. And there's two people in this business, so it's not done. Even if it is supposed to change or go away or transform into something else, you're only going to get there by moving through the space you're in. So you have to keep going down the trajectory you're on. And it's not that you discount your husband, because he's a vital part of this, of course. But find a way to maybe make a deal. Let's see. Let's get through the spring. Let's move through this. Let's see how we can do something more creative. What, and then just really, as you're moving forward and you're getting into this, really be open to creative ideas that don't sound like something you've done before. Something that seems kind of out of the blue. Something that maybe is a way of connecting with people or marketing people in your area that you haven't done before, or that seems, you know, kind of crazy.
You can use quantum selling for those very areas, for like your local area. Talk to them every morning, every night. Get something going. You know.
And if this isn't the right business for you, then something else will come.
Yeah, write that down, by the way.
I now know how and where this business fits into my life. Write it down. God controls the business. I am guided in my business. I make great decisions for my business. I am successful in business. I now know how to help such and such business. And then all of this stuff is great. You keep going, you be positive, you do what you can do. And in the final analysis, if that business is supposed to go away and you're supposed to be doing something else, do you really want to be doing that business instead? No.
Yes.
Be open to allow God to guide you if it's supposed to go somewhere else.
But don't just give up. I mean, live every day as though it were your last, and plan for the future as though there is no end. And you'll be guided. You'll be directed.
And recognize that you've been given your husband for a reason. And I think, you know, that balance is important.
And he's been given you.
Right. He probably sees you as the visionary. You have hope and you get inspired and you know how to see beyond what's here. And you know that he is going to always keep your feet on the ground, which is important.
You know, I have a dear friend. Oh my gosh, I love him. And a few years ago, she came to me and we're talking. She didn't just come to me. We were talking. We were having lunch, she and Diane and I. And her husband was working in San Diego at the time. And she said, yeah, you know, I just want to buy another house so bad. And he got burned last time. He doesn't feel real good about that. And I said, well, what's been happening? And she kept explaining that they have enough money and they have a good credit. And she's waiting for him to do it. And I said, wait a minute. You've had how many businesses in your life? She mentioned how many, quite a few. I said, who started them? Well, I did. And then he had to clean up and come in. I said, really? You started all the business? Yeah. And what have you been doing about the house? Well, waiting for him. Oh, no, no. She's a salesman. She's the getter. She's the spark. She was getting some information at her church where the man is supposed to be the dominant force in the marriage and all that stuff. But she metaphysically is the one that takes action. She's a ball roller. She's the one that knocks on the door. She pushes it open and he comes in and cleans it all up. So don't try to change that. I don't think it doesn't sound like you sit down and do the taxes.
Right. So don't, and that's a big thing. Don't stop being you to support him. Okay, I have a husband who's, He's the numbers person. He's the logical person. He plans. He organizes. He is always buying things for me to keep track better of my stuff.
We had a garage sale recently, and both Penelope and I, he did that for us when he was working for the business. And I had stacks and boxes full of organizing crap that I would never think to use in a million years. My desk is always, you know, random access.
And, you know, and sometimes it's hard because you get in tune with your partner and you think, well, you know, my faith falters sometimes. I question myself sometimes. I think, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing? Am I going in the right direction? What if I mess up? What if I make a bad choice? And look at Chris. He's always so steady. He never loses his temper. He always knows what to say. He's always thought out. If I just could be more like that, then maybe things would be easier for me. But it doesn't work for me. It just makes me miserable because I'm not like that. And he didn't marry that. He didn't ask for that in his life. We made this joke the other day. I was talking to him, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's very similar to my husband. And I said, you know, I don't always remember stuff because, you know, Chris is like a steel trap. Like, you say something to him, you say it once, it's there. I tend to repeat myself because I forget things. Because my mind is not like a steel trap.
Things you say.
I forget the things I say. My mind is more like a breezy walkway.
More, I think it's more like a hollow reed.
It's a breezeway, and it's really funny that I've identified that, and all of a sudden now I realize why I don't remember details, why I can work with students and clients, and I don't hang on to their stuff. Right, that's for them. It's not for me. I'm terrible at remembering details and gossip and stuff like that. It just doesn't stick. It just blows right through. But at the same time, it's always open. So I'm always like, oh, here's a new idea. Let's try this. Oh, here, let's do this. Oh, let's do this. And of course, thankfully, I have him to say, well, let's just try one or two of those things at once because doing all of them is impossible. So acknowledge the power of who you are in this scenario and be you.
Hey, listen, here's another one. Play the audios. If you've got some way to make these, you know, play throughout the house, play them larger sometimes, louder, not when he's working, but when there's family time or something happening, be listening to them when he comes in. Just give him the opportunity to touch it, to feel it. It doesn't mean he's going to change, but he'll know you're working too.
And write down, I have a great spring season.
Oh, yes, write down. Write all these things down.
We have lots of new customers. We know how to attract new customers.
We attract new customers. We are thrilled with the new customers we attract.
And we attract loyal customers. Writing down those kinds of things that you attract loyal people, all checks and credit cards are valid. All of them. We have lots of new customers. They find us. We provide a wonderful service for people. And you don't even have to write it in the detail of your specific name of your business. But as you can really get clear about opening up that pathway to success through your business channel. And that's something that we do with quantum marketing is that you work through different parts of your life. And one of those is business. And when you have your own business, there's a certain amount of clarity you've got to find to know exactly how you're going to relate to the world through your business. So start writing that kind of stuff down and, you know, get as positive as you can. Try to fill your mind with positivity. It is not easy to keep pushing against your resistance over and over and over. And I think for many, many people, the past couple of years has been a lot of shifting, a lot of changing, a lot of transitions, and it wears you down and you start to question. And just know that just because it's a longer amount of time than you think it should be, doesn't mean that life's any different. It still works. Rose, I hope that this helps you.
We really appreciate you writing us. And hey, guys, send your questions to richstreams@richstreams.com. We would love to have your questions. We do this once a week for Sundays. We're slow during the...
No, we just kind of took December off because you liked a vacation on December.
And July.
And watch football.
So
send in your questions. We love to connect with you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your support. We do have a 25% off promotion running right now. The coupon code is BRILLIANT, all caps, BRILLIANT. And it's actually, I convinced him, it's for any product that we have, which is something we've never really done.
Which includes Quantum Marketing. It's kind of tearing my heart out. We didn't change the dates on the page, but if you want to do that, I mean.
We'll do a special class for you.
We'll do a class just for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will talk to you guys next week.
Have a great one.
Bye.